Greetings, listeners. I am the administrator or game master for this Crooked Atmosphere production. You are listening to the SCP Black Files podcast, our SCP the Tabletop RPG actual play podcast. Our cast this evening is Husky Wolf playing the role of Craig Beck Alden, Bad Rhino playing Duke Riker, and last but not least, Fisherman Murray playing Nork Ellison. Without further delays, let us begin. And welcome to another episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm your host this evening, the administrator. Tonight, my party is Husky Wolf, Fisherman Murray, and Bad Rhino. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hello.
All right, now that we've gotten that cacophony of noise taken care of, I need some rolls going out to talk about what happened last session. Everyone, please pick up your d20 and roll that for me.
Of course.
Perfect.
I got a nice, crispy 8.
Nice.
Looks like I'm doomed. 19.
I got fucking 20.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah.
So, as you've rolled a 20, you get to choose who gets to go and tell us what happened last week. As I have already described the previous week, though, I am immune.
Okay.
Is that how that works?
Make your choice.
Okay. We'll do Fisherman Murray.
Ah, yes. Hello. Okay.
I want to hear his point of view.
What has happened last week, Fisherman Murray?
So, you know, I was laying down in this nice, comfy hospital bed, and I got a visitor. This wonderful visitor by the name of, Duke. And he came in the room, right? And the nurse walked by, and she gave me some very delicious pills. You know, and I took these pills, and I did some stuff. You know, I took a nice walk through the hospital. You know, my legs, they were feeling pretty good, you know? Mm-hmm. So I went for a nice walk, and I got my stuff back. You know, Duke, he came in there, and he was doing the usual, you know, calling my character insane. He's not wrong. And as for Craig, you know, he went out and met with some shadowy people.
He's doing some stuff.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to jump straight into that stuff that he seems to be doing. All right. So we come across Yusin in a small cafe parking not parking lot, but anyway, at the outside table in front of a small cafe overlooking Central West. Sitting next to you is Mr. Taylor himself. Probably dialing enough. I'm gonna go check it out the scene, see if they've done anything.
I guess I'll just finish my fish.
Your fish? Alright.
He got us food last time.
Yeah, fair enough. So you see Taylor just kind of stand up, look both ways, and get on the move.
I'll definitely keep an eye on him in case he does get into trouble, but he seems like he wants to go alone.
Him, the one getting in trouble. Yes. Alright. So you were looking upon him, just keeping an eye on him, basically. Just to confirm, that is your action?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he walks... You watch him first walk around the kind of treed and pavilion area. In the area between you and the library, he walks up to the barricades. Now that you've seen most of the mobile crowd in the area have left, he kind of looks around it, looks inside, then kind of signals. He reaches his hand up and kind of signals you over.
I take my last bite and I go over there.
Alright. Footsteps. Probably same amount of walking time. And you get up to this space in front of the library. The fenced in barricades and the little work site in the center. Alright. Looks like they have left the sight somehow without us seeing. Mind popping boost for me?
Yeah, I boost him over.
So you just see him slip over the fence, climbs, then you see him climb up it a bit and reach his hands
over. I'm gonna check the other side of the light. Oh, okay. I'll take his hands.
And so he just heaves you over the wall. And you're on the other side in this little space. Probably about 20 foot long and about 15 foot back to the wall of the library. So in the center of this space, there is what looks to be a small hole. About 3 foot in diameter, I think is what... Sorry, 3 foot in radius is what I said previously. You see a few miscellaneous pieces of heavy machinery dotted around. It's just...
Is there any sign of brickwork?
You do see a pile of masonry sitting in the back right corner, and you see on the ground they have dug a small channel about 3 inches deep, which they have then padded out with what looks to be sand to receive bricks.
So what's this hole even about?
You see him walk up to the edge, pull a flashlight out of his uniform. Light doesn't seem to be reaching the bottom. Mind grabbing me one of those bricks?
Yeah, I hand him a brick.
Takes it from you. Chucks it in. So probably less than a second passing, you just hear as it seems to shatter on something.
The brick shatter?
Well, it's like one of those more powery bricks. I forget what the
word is.
Like a tile instead of that.
Okay. It's not too deep, then. I mean, we can make down there if we needed to.
I'm more concerned about the fact that the light's not reaching the bottom, but, yeah.
Yeah?
Any clue when those when those cohorts of yours are going to be coming around?
Well, we left the library with fried radios. Got any idea how that happened?
Yes.
Okay, well then...
Any
I really
clue?
Don't.
They said they were coming, did they not?
Well... One of my colleagues knows where to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
Other one... may or may not get out of the hospital. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and at the same time, I don't know if he's honestly made that situation worse, so...
Because we're currently sitting about 25 minutes past our meeting deadline, and I'm prepping to hop down this hole myself. Unless you're willing to take the
I mean, if you're offering, I won't disagree. I know there's no way they're going to find us in here. I mean, inside the barricades, for sure.
I don't think I'm going to climb in here then, and I'd rather not get trapped in that hole.
Well, they just cleared out, so...
Well,
why don't I check the perimeter? I'll go make sure there's no one still around here.
I'm
going to
pop
inside
then and grab my equipment. You take care of that.
Yep, if there is, I should probably take those handcuffs.
He goes onto his belt, clips off a set, hands one to you from one of the internal pouches he has. And probably have no need for a key, so I'll leave that. Alright, let's pop one of these fences open, though, so I don't have to help you back in.
Alright. Let's take the one by the corner so they don't notice it's gone. Or
so
the jar.
He's going to kind of make a stealth roll for this, I think. Let's, stealth. Alright, so you're starting your little investigation. As soon as he does pop open the fence, feel free to begin when you're ready.
Alright. I'm going to try to sweep over to the back entrance where we entered from before.
Alright, so... sweeping around the back of the building. At this point, I think you only have a pistol with you, correct? You left your rifle back at your campsite?
Yeah. I'd have my combat knife, pistol, and then the taser you gave me.
So you... Alright. So you are checking around the corner. Make a reaction roll. This is a passive reaction roll, just so we have it saved.
Okay. 13.4.
So 13.4, alright. Thank you for doing that. So you're starting to scoop around the building, you're looking around, you... I'm also probably going to call for perception, just so we have that saved too. You got your reaction if something happens, and your perception, to see if something happens.
Let's see. Jesus. The 34.
34? Alright.
And I would be trying to listen out for, like, engines of some sort as well, just
you'll
to get
hear just
some sort
about
of direction.
Anything with, you'll be seeing just about anything with that roll.
Got it.
I mean, marking that as your passive perception for this period, probably the next 30 minutes or so, you'll be getting the benefits off that. So you're
First thing, I do want to see if they've been inside the library. So if there's any, like, signs of them getting in through a window or something.
I do want to say, for playing the character, I do want to pass out a point of reference, though. Just casually.
Okay.
For playing well. Alright, so inside the library, I will alert you, Taylor is already going inside for a different reason, so... up to you if you do want to continue with that path.
I'll just check the back wall then and see if any of the windows have been tampered with and if the door is ajar in some way.
You walk around back. Space seems to be as you left it. Wait, there is one difference. The lab coat that was tied around the tree does seem to be gone.
Right, I bet I forgot about that right until now. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna just try and go all the way around the library, see if there's any vehicles parked nearby, anyone loitering around, that sort of thing, and then if there's any items left behind by any of the crew.
So you're just continuing to look around, you're being... keeping your hunt going. So, tools left behind. I've already told you about the machinery. There might be a few hand tools laying around. Hammers.
I was thinking more personal items.
Nothing of the sort. No work bags or anything. Non-work bags, sorry. There's some spotlights covering the area. That seems to be the extent of it, though. They seem to be compressed right now. So, if you're going back into the little space, you'll see... Taylor is coming out from the front door of the building now, carrying a large black bag.
Where'd you find that?
In my room.
What's in it?
Climbing equipment.
Ah.
Kind of rolls his shoulders. First thing you see, he pulls out these three metal pegs, drives them at varying distances away from the climb site. Then just starts tying some kind of knots and prepping to move. So he's gonna make a dexterity roll for this. Critical, so that's 2d12. Alright, so you see, loops the knot, 5-10 seconds. He's got this nice figure eight pattern going, it looks like, where the third peg is in the middle of the figure eight. Drapes a good deal of rope onto him, which he hooks into his hooks into a small loop on his belt via a metal clip. Then starts self-propelling him down. He starts self-propelling down. After taking,
I will try to shine a flashlight down there if I've got one. I assume I would have something.
I'll assume it. So you're trying to get the light down there. It does not seem to be permeating through.
Can I even see him when he gets below the darkness?
Probably at about... probably past about 2 meters in, and it just becomes dark.
I'm gonna like look at the walls and see if it's just sheer blackness at that point.
It's kind of like a gradual shadow that started probably about a foot or two below the surface. And it's kind of like permeates downwards, darker and darker, like a fog almost.
I think I just keep looking. Trying to keep my ears out so I don't get surprised, but I'm just entranced by the darkness of the hole. Which doesn't make sense.
So then you hear him call up Claire to come down.
Is there a like line for me to climb down?
If you're asking that, grab onto my rope and just slide down.
I do.
Slide straight down. Again, case where I'm not going to call for a roll. It's such a simple task. Climb back up, maybe I will.
Yeah.
So you drop into this. It looks to be a stone brick hallway. It's, if you know Tudor monasteries, it's got that kind of brickwork look to it. It's about a 6 meter long hallway. Then there's a ornate wood door at the end of it with iron hinges.
How old does everything look?
Probably upwards of. Roll me an architecture roll. So tell me when you got that for me.
14. And then I'll just modifier.
Modifier doesn't make a whole lot of impact here, get that either way. Yeah, definitely makes no impact. So you're looking, it feels like you never went to college or anything for architecture or any of that, but you feel like you were in history class. This reminds you of maybe some architecture, a Renaissance, like almost a Renaissance of the Tudor style. Probably, this might be 200 or 300 years old.
What the hell? What is this place? Did you know this was here?
No. Alright. You see him start to walk along the hallway, tapping the walls.
Is my flashlight working?
Yes. At this point, okay. As you've crossed, in fact, this area seems to be has to seem a dim light kind of permeating through the space. It's enough to see, but not enough to see belong.
Is there any obvious light source?
No.
I just start looking around. I guess start with the door.
Keep a hand on the rope if you can. I don't know what's going on down here yet.
I'll move through at this point with my pistol drawn and one hand on the rope.
Doug, if you feel anything. So he gets up to the door, reaches into that bag he was carrying. So that looks what looks to be a small climbing pick. Sets it. He first tries the lock of the door. Well, tries the handle. It's locked. Then he starts bashing at it. So he makes a strength roll. The metal seems to split apart with it because of how old it is.
Mm.
Kind of shatters almost. Might have been tempered too long. And he can just push the door open, as all that was holding this, on this side at least, was... Well, he more likely actually smashed at the hinges that were on this side of the door instead of the... As the lock would most likely be a deadbolt in this case. Or, not deadbolt, a straight bar kind of thing.
Mm.
So, first thing, he manages to pop those hinges. Keeps trying out the door, pushing. No, doesn't really seem to budge.
Oh, Just a quick question on what time do you think it is at this point?
A little before 5:30 for him.
Okay.
For you guys, it's a little past 5:30, so I'm still trying to catch you guys up in time.
Hey.
Gotcha.
I don't like this place. This town, it's got some weird history behind it. I mean, I'm sure you know that at this point, but I don't know, just something about this place.
Keep walking. It's easier this way. Ignore the weird. Don't ask questions. We'll get more information if we need it. So you see him walk up to the door. So his first attempt at the door, he managed to get those hinges off, so one barrier to him getting through the door is off. Now he's trying again with his shoulder. And he just... You hear the sound of wood cracking. And then he can comfortably kind of just shove the door down. You're met what looks to be with a small room, probably. You see a statue in the middle of the room, then there's doors jutting off of each opposite angle. There's a small chandelier hanging just above the statue in the center of the room. The statue is of a curled hand, pointing upwards.
It's like some sort of weird empty foyer.
I've got some chalk in my... I'm going to pull out some chalk and mark this down real quick.
I think I'd go over and try and open another door.
So you see, as you're walking to one of these doors, he maintains a direct eye contact with you through the entire process.
I just, like, glance over at him once or twice and then try and open the door.
Locked.
I'll head over to the others and see if they're locked.
You try the other doors, all of these doors seem to be locked.
Someone really shut the place up before they left.
These are all locked from the outside, the way in. Not important. I think we need to head back up to the surface. Try to collect those cohorts of yours. And I guess plunge back in.
Yeah, do you mind telling me a little bit more about what you're doing here? Because I am here off a tip of some national security threat. There's not much to it, but at this point it seems like you know a lot more than we do.
I do.
I know that. Let me rephrase that. It seems like you know a lot more about this and what has been going on here the past, say, 300 years.
Huh. Don't know where you're getting that assertion.
Of the architecture. This is all about 300 years old, and you know more about this town's history than we do, for sure.
Let's get out of here.
I don't mind that.
So he gets back to the hole and starts climbing up that rope again. You just see it's like the rope climbs at school, but you just see him go up this double time.
I try to climb the rope.
Please give me a climb roll.
Fail, fail, fail. Lose an eye, lose an eye.
7.5.
7.5? I think you managed to scurry up this just barely.
It reminds me of high school. I go even slower. But I make it up.
So you just sit your hands on the outside, exiting the dark into the slightly brighter outdoor environment right now. Alright, so they're at the hospital, right?
Either there or on their way here.
Mm-hmm.
Run into them on the way, let's just get going.
We'll camp out around here. Let's see if we can go intercept them.
Alright. It's hard.
Get on your move.
Alright, and I head over to the hospital.
He slips inside, but as he's entering the building and you're heading to the hospital, I think we're going to call it to our first break of the session. see you all in part two. Alright, welcome back everyone to the second half of the SCP Black Files podcast. So, I think it's time to get back into the action. We've spent a whole lot of time with Alden and with Mr. Taylor. I think it's time to head over to our group in the hospital.
Oh boy.
The hospital. Alright. Okay. Let's go. We currently have Norik finally pulling on some of his clothes after 3 hours, four hours.
So, I look... Oh,
what's the plan?
I look over to Duke. So, let's see. So, on the to-do list, why don't we talk about what our next steps are? So, I have my...
Leaving.
Yes, obviously.
That's number one.
Obviously. Jeez, I'd expect you to be dense if you didn't at least understand that much. Look, I mean like long term. You see, because I may not be fully licensed medically, but I know enough to predict that I may not be walking for, well, unless I get some more of those pills, but them pills are pretty funny. So, I guess I just wanted your professional opinion on how I'm going to explain and move forward within our mission.
I actually think you remind me of something I wanted to do last session. Could you do this for me real quick? Could you roll a self-control?
Okay. Self.
Thanks.
No problem. Self-control.
So, keep going with that bad at this point, probably.
I rolled a...
Well, you need to heal, and so basically we're gonna probably wrap this up, and then we're gonna pack out of here.
I rolled a 2.
Perfect. The rolls I expect. Please, I want you to mark down on your page an addiction.
A what?
Well, a want. It's more of a, chemical want. To ketamine.
I want me to... Okay, what exactly do you want me to put down?
It is a chemical want for ketamine.
Oh, okay. Desire.
It's not... Yes. It's... Yes.
Okay.
As you get that written down, I'm gonna ask, so, Rhino, what's the plan for you?
I'm just gonna, like, help crutch walk him up, and...
Okay. So as he's trying to help pick me up, can I roll resist distress?
It's your choice. You don't really have to roll. You can just choose if you resist or don't resist.
Well,
whatever's
no, it's
going
the pain, because I assume since he's crutch watching me, normally you have one leg on the ground if someone's trying to pick you up, and since both of my legs are broken, I'd assume that I'd be in a lot of pain.
Your pain has actually been mellowed.
Oh, okay. In that case, never mind. So he picks me up.
Or it is more feeling mentally dampened than mellowed. You can feel there is pain, but you're not receiving it the same. There's more what you feel.
Okay, so I...
And that feels really nice.
So I look over at Bad Rhino. So, as for our exact plans, I have a little bit of an idea of how things need to go. Obviously, things can change based off of how we need to move about, of course. But here is my...
By the way, we're talking and walking.
Yes. Okay. We're starting to go into the hallway, I guess. So, the first thing on the to-do list, I would say, is to stop by the pharmacy. I heard that there's a prescription for me, and I would hate to upset that nurse. I wonder how she's doing since I last saw her. I think she ran out of the room for some reason. I don't know.
Probably crying to herself to sleep.
Do I look that scary without an eye?
Like a pirate.
Boom!
First floor.
Okay, so let's see. Prescription. Then we're gonna head out. And if... I don't... Are we going to... Where is Craig?
How about we go... We head out. Then prescription. How about that one?
Are the prescription area in the hospital, or is there a place in town where we pick it up? Like this.
You could probably... You'd have to order it if you were picking up. No matter what, you'd have to put in your order, so... wouldn't be able to immediately pick up.
Okay, but is there like a pharmacy in the town where I'd go for it?
You don't know that much about the actual layout of the town. You haven't really spent a lot of time going over maps.
While we're going up the while we're going up in the elevator, as we begin to walk out, can you tell me if I see any doctors or nurses as we're walking through?
I'd like to silence them if at all possible.
You see one or two doctors, but they seem to be busy with other patients.
Okay.
In the patient's room.
Okay, then I don't bother them if they're in the patient's room. Do I see Duke trying to do anything? He says he's trying to silence me. What is he doing exactly?
He's not trying to silence you. He's trying to silence the other nurses and doctors as they walk past him, my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just...
So you won't see anything. Because he isn't having the silence anyone, I would say he probably doesn't have to do anything.
So we just keep walking, and I look over at him. Say,
if there's a free wheelchair, I'm plopping in it and walking out, and if not, we're just going.
Well, see, we already discussed this. All the wheelchairs are checked out, it seems.
Say,
who knows? Someone could be... there could be a patient standing up going to the bathroom, and I just steal the wheelchair while they're going to the bathroom with the nurse.
You actually do bring up a good point. You see a nurse, more of an orderly, wheeling someone in a wheelchair past you.
And someone's in it, correct?
Yes. Yes. An orderly is wheeling a patient around in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm not going to kick him out of that. That would be too far. I'm just going to go.
You see, they actually, in fact, walk about 5 paces behind you. Then you hear, wait, that's the wrong room. Sorry, other way. And they turn around and walk straight in front of you. And they're walking only slate. They're walking backwards and walking pace.
Okay. I see that she's busy, so I don't bother her. That'd be rude of me.
How do you know it's a her?
Them. Whatever they are.
I'm just gonna dodge and weave. Let's just get out of here.
Okay.
Roll. I'm gonna ask you, could you roll a dexterity roll?
Me too.
Oh. Out of all my rolls? That's a roll I can make.
Just it.
One. I got crit on a D8 and a crit on a D10.
Yank.
That'd be
2D12,
right? Oh, that one wasn't too good.
Is it
2D12
for
okay.
a crit?
That's 10.
Yes, it is 2D12.
10, 20. That's
20.
Flat 20.
I really kind of hoped you failed that roll. I'm gonna roll an unintentional inconvenience counter roll, I think. Oh yeah, you're fine. You just kinda slip past this orderly.
What were you gonna have me do? Just knock over some old guy in a wheelchair?
No, they're most likely gonna be walking directly in front of you as you swerve.
Oh, that's annoying.
You try to swerve past, they walk in front of you. You swerve the other way, they walk in front of you.
Oh, that would've been pretty funny.
So as
satiates.
Okay,
go ahead.
So I look over at Duke while we're walking. So you don't think that they'll mind if I pay later, right?
Nah, they shouldn't mind.
Okay, I wouldn't want to break.
As long as they get paid, right?
Huh?
As long as they get paid.
Yes, I just wouldn't want to break any laws. That'd be tragic.
Yeah. Just your eyes, and your face, and your legs.
Is something wrong with my face?
Half of your face? The one with the eye that's missing?
Oh, no, are you kidding me? I knew I damaged my eye, but I didn't think I'd screw up my face. Man, my face, let me tell you. You know, I...
Please don't.
don't tell you what. There's a lot of things that I'm not proud of in life, but my face is not one of those.
So your face is one of those things you're not proud of?
No, I was very proud of my face, but just, you know, now it's a shame that...
So Norik's hearing words from God, apparently?
No,
yeah.
I just accidentally talked to Norik's voice.
It's the drugs.
Yes, it's the...
Who are you talking to?
The voice in the sky.
I don't know. My fingers were tingling. Sorry, continue on.
So you're at the front check-in at the check-in check-out desk at this point?
Okay. I'm not doing either of those.
So we're walking past that?
So yeah. you hear from the check-out desk, "Oh, sir, we can check you out here."
I'm doing that thing where, like, if you're like a Walmart or something, and someone loses a check, you're like, receipt, and they don't care enough to actually walk up to you. I'm just gonna, like, walk by, and you're like, "Oh, sir, okay." Just walk by him.
Sir, you... Alright. I saw you get checked in earlier. Let's get you checked out earlier.
Are they talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to them.
Oh, could I...
Don't look.
Could I attempt...
Don't look.
Could I attempt to do a disguise / blend in roll?
Alright, I'm gonna give you a penalty as they have directly spoken to you now, though.
Okay. Let's see. Disguise blend
in. Just don't look at them and you, like, go do a deep voice or... I don't know what you mean.
So how much is my penalty again?
Actually, I'm not going to give you a penalty. Changed my mind.
Okay. So that mm-hmm. so got? That is a 13. And just because I'm trying to, you know, pretend like I'm totally not the guy with broken legs, I, like, try to push myself away, stand up on both legs, because I'm not... I'm feeling the pain, but it's not connecting right away, so I'm just standing up on both legs, and I'm like, what do you mean? I was never checked in.
I'm assuming you're not even speaking. You're just, like, power walking out the building. Or are you speaking to
him? Well, I already said I was speaking to him, so it'd be wrong if I changed that midway.
So, Nort, you're pulling him along.
Yeah. So he just pulled me along, and
I'm trying to yank him out the door.
Alright, so I guess you pull out the door. And you can clearly hear from inside. God damn it. Hey, John, we got a runner!
I just start sprinting with him.
Oh god, I think he'd be slowed by holding me. Can I help
him? I could roll a dex.
Can I help him?
I could ask. So as you guys just start jogging away from the building as quickly as possible, you see two security, like secure, nah, probably two orderlies pop out of the building.
Damn it.
Sir, you need to come back inside. Sir.
I'm just taking him. We're going on an adventure. Lose him in the forest on the way to the library.
I didn't think... How many dexterity d10s do each of you have?
I have two.
I have two as well.
Very dexterous.
I'm initiating a chase. I feel like this feels like the situation. You're running away from the hospital. You have started a chase.
So from the library, I don't know when I started walking, but I believe it's about a 4-minute walk. Do I see them?
Actually, you are ahead of time, actually, from them. So I've got a real-life invisible counter in front of me of how many steps you have to get ahead of them. Currently, you are standing 2 steps ahead. And this is a ambiguously long track. Each movement action you take will act as a step forward. And you can try to give them penalties if you want. This is a chase scene.
Okay.
If I see them, I am definitely going to freeze them.
You have not seen them yet, as you have only just started... You have not even started walking yet in their point in time.
Yeah. So, guess you guys are on your own.
Oh, man.
Ducking, diving, hopping in and out of the alleys. That's my plan.
Yeah,
just to lose them.
Me and my fucking
outrun
cats.
I got these fast legs.
All right. So you're trying to put yourself even further ahead. So I'm going to ask for a athletics roll.
Okay. Do I need to do anything such as carrying me?
Yes. I need both. Wait, he's carrying you. All right, do an athletics roll. Do an athletics roll with a penalty of a -2 because you're carrying someone.
I could do that.
Okay. Oh, just him or me too?
Just him, because he's the one carrying.
Athletics is under... What, is it under abilities?
It is under...
Skills?
No, skills.
Okay.
Oh, no, it isn't. It actually... Oh, wait, no. Escape skill. Break free / escape. Strength. Skill.
You want me to do strength?
Yeah, it's break free slash escape.
Skills. Right underneath arc slash.
I got a crit on these ones.
Oh boy.
Hmm. How big of a crit?
One second. It didn't want to roll it for some reason. Roll, please. There we go.
Okay.
What we got? I got to start rolling d10s.
Oh, you're getting a full critical back?
That is 16 plus break free escape, which is... I still don't know where that is, but I'm assuming...
Third down from... It's the third down in skills from the black line.
Oh, there it is. Oh, I do have it. So that is 16, 17.8.
All right.
Minus
you start high-tailing it. So you've progressed two steps ahead of him. Two further. So you've used one action to progress two steps further ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So, but from behind you, now that you've done that, you hear the sound. Sir, we need to sign... God damn it. Screw this. I'm calling the police.
They don't know me. Actually, they can, but they don't know me.
I look over at Duke. They're calling the police. Did we do something wrong?
Don't care. Don't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? We need to be good citizens.
Well, I ain't from here. I ain't their citizen.
Well, I'm not either, but that doesn't mean that I have the right to be any...
So I'm assuming you're continuing to walk as this is taking place?
Yeah, like a light jog.
So that I'm going to continue just counting move actions. As they've stopped chasing you, though, you have exited chase. They tried to keep up. Then they saw you friggin' start running through alleyways and losing them, and you just and you heard what you heard. At this point, though, you are coming towards the pavilion, and you see the center of town pavilion. But and who do you see but Beck jogging over to you?
Oh, so you guys made it out of the hospital?
Well, yes, but only because Duke made me commit a crime. I can't believe I had to break the law today.
What happened, Duke?
This man's crazy.
I know.
I'm crazy.
I'm not even blaming you. I want to know what happened.
He's the one.
He tried to punch like a jail cell door open with his bare hands and broken legs.
Hey, at least I didn't break any laws.
Breaking into their storage room. That is
Are you
that is breaking
on
the
broken
law.
Legs right now?
I'm carrying him.
Okay.
Well, I.
He was.
Well, look, I didn't.
This man needs a timeout.
Damn it.
Okay,
Apparently the hospital wasn't enough.
Fine, Taylor. We found some things. We need both of you. At least you. I don't think Norik's gonna make it down that hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the construction site. There's a giant hole in the middle. Oh, yeah. I'll tell them where the hole in the fence
just
is.
Just tell me on the way. We'll just set him up at the library. He seems to have stuff to treat him. Just don't jump out the window again.
I may not be able to walk, but just set me out in front of my lab coat and I'll keep watch. I need to get my lab coat and everything in it anyway.
The lab coat's not at the library.
People will call the police that there's some injured person just collapsed outside of a building, so keeping watch might not be great.
Well, wait, let's just back up.
We can get him set up inside the library. I'm sure Taylor has a room.
Excuse me, my lab coat is not there.
No, you tied it to the tree. Taylor doesn't have it, and it's not on the tree.
It's not there. My lab coat is not there. Oh, God.
Taylor should probably have. We'll ask him on the
I think I see Norik starting to get exasperated, and so I just like slowly slip the handcuffs on him.
Well, I'm being carried. How's that work?
Mm-hmm. I don't care. Your hands are somewhere.
Well, one of my hands is up by my face, just rubbing my forehead. My other one is, I guess, slinked around Duke.
So I'll grab the first wrist, put it on, and then just slowly take your hand away from your face.
So I'm not going to ask for a roll unless Nork plans to resist. Do you do plan?
Okay, can I assist in my own way or something?
Yep, add your proficiency bonus to...
No, I'm going to let you know what's happening, what I want to try to do.
I'm still saying, what is your proficiency bonus for wrestle slash disarm?
Wrestle slash disarm?
Yes, last skill in the skills column.
Last skill?
Yes.
I don't think I have that.
Well, decimal.
I've got a 1.2.
Then husky.
No, I literally only think I have the block. Well, I don't have the block on it.
That should exist, so then roll me a decimal.
Okay.
We'll just add wherever this decimal is.
That's a 5.
So add a 0.5 to your roll, Husky.
Alright. 17.7.
What I wanted to do was when he grabs it, I was just going to try to handcuff the other one to Husky.
What?
Nora.
I'm just going to leave him with him.
Are you seriously going to try to handcuff me with him? Because I will oppose that.
Okay, I'm not going to ask for a...
We're fine.
Give me your strength roll, Nork.
Okay, my strength roll is 5.
Perfect.
You feel gruffly as Beck just grabs the hand rubbing your face, drags it behind your back, grabs your other hand, pulls them together, sink, sink. Cuff slides onto your wrist.
I would probably cuff him in front at least, but I don't want him grabbing
this man's things. This man's place in the bet now. This character's double jointed. No issue.
Probably.
So
you're right. I leave him cuffed in the back. He's fine.
I just kind of look at him and I'm like, what did you just do?
I have no idea what happened inside that hospital, but I know that they scanned your brain and I have pretty good idea they had a good reason for doing it. I don't know what you're about to do, but let's calm down before you really just do anything else.
My legs are broken, and I'm missing an eye. What do you expect me to do? I'm practically helpless.
Well, hell, at this point...
I just realized, hey, yo, this man has only one remaining sense, his left eye. That is the... He has hearing and the left eye. That's all he has available anymore.
What the hell do you expect me to do? What, do you want me to limp off into trouble? What the hell?
What was it, probably 10 minutes ago that you were trying to bash open an iron door?
Hey, look,
You mean like, yeah, like 10 minutes ago when you limped off into trouble?
I was... My head was a little bit woozy because I took some medicine, but...
Do I know what they prescribed him, by the way? Oh yeah, they did tell me that it was ketamine, yes. Because that was the room.
I do think I will say, though, as we are coming up on 2 minute, around 45 minutes, I think it's time for us to call this session to a close of the SCP Black Files podcast.
I see.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and see you next week. Thank you for listening to this Crooked Atmosphere production. New episodes every week on Friday. We've been playing the SCP tabletop role-playing game by 26 Letter Publishing. We operate under ACC BY-SA 4.0 license. Links to the songs and sounds you've heard in this episode can be found in the description below this episode. And please remember to drop us a follow and share this podcast so that we can continue to produce episodes just like this. And on that note, I've been the administrator, and this is the end. This episode of the SCP Black Files.